Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
It's 7 o'clock. You know what that means. It's time you're listening to Here in Brooklyn. Do over. You know this is a live show. It's 7 o'clock. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. You know what that means. It's time for Here and Now with Rachel C. I am your host, Rachel C, coming to you live. My guest for the evening is the one and only McCallumine. I'm gonna kick things off with I have to confess, people, I've had an earworm this week. This song, and I gotta play it. I'm gonna work it out of my system finally and pass the earworm along to you guys. Might not seemingly go like be fitting in with the rest of the music we're gonna hear for the evening, but that's okay. It's catchy. It's a reason it becomes an earworm, and it's appropriate, you know, given the times. This is Jackknife Stiletto with Schadenfreude. Like I said, it's 7 o'clock. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. This is Here Now with Rachel C. This is the show that celebrates live performance culture and activism in the arts. And on that note, I want to tell you about things you can go out and see and do because, you know, I want you to go out and do the thing. First, I'm going to tell you about a little show going on in Brooklyn tomorrow. That's Friday, January 12th, 2018. It's 2018. It's the Twisted Lipstick Comedy Show. It's at Sir D's Lounge in Brooklyn, 837 Union Street. That is put together... and features former guest Mutia Vision. She features a lot of lovely ladies of the comedy scene on that show. It's a regular monthly thing now. Go check it out. Also, things that are happening around town, at least in New York and maybe beyond, if you're not in the New York area, you might want to come here to take part in this. Benefit shows for the Punk Island Jam is are starting to happen. Punk Island is a thing that's been going on Randall's Island for a couple of years. It's a lot of fun. And there are benefit shows to help make sure this keeps happening going on. And there's one going on this Saturday in Brooklyn at the Cobra Club. It's 6 Wyckoff Avenue. I suggest that's the information that I have. I suggest you maybe do a little online digging or to find out more, or, you know, just ask a punk, find a punk and ask them. Speaking of punk stuff, Out of System Transfer, our folk punk friends, are launching their winter tour. They're going south. They're staying warm and hopefully dry as well. This Saturday, they're going to be at Bombs Away Collective in Athens, Georgia. They're also going to be hitting up New Orleans. They're going to be in Washington, D.C. at the Keep on the 20th. Check those guys out. Check out their website and their social media pages. They're real good about like keeping things updated with all that. Also, Saturday the 13th, if you want to look at some art, not just hear it or taste it or touch it, some of this art you might be able to touch. If you want to look at some art, I suggest you go over to the MF Gallery. That's 213 Bond Street in Brooklyn, New York. From 7 to 10, there'll be an opening for Reverend Jen's Best Mid-Career Survey Ever. If you want to look at some art that's a little different, interesting, a little psychedelic, a little animated, a little hilarious. Definitely check that out. Also, MF Gallery is a nice, real small mom and pop owned gallery that hosts a lot of really unique shows, art you wouldn't see anywhere else. They give a forum to artists whose art might not make it, might not be as visible otherwise. So yeah, support MF Gallery. And also the art show is this Saturday, and next Saturday there'll be screening two of Rev Jen's films there, one of which I am in. It's called Werewolf Bitches from Outer Space. They're also going to be screening Satan Hold My Hand, which is a little, it's just silliness. And it's for $5. And go check out some art you wouldn't otherwise see. And on that note, my guest tonight is Mikal Amin.
Hello.
He is back. Welcome back to the program.
That's the second home.
Hip-hop educator, wordsmith. World traveler now.
A little bit.
You've been up to a lot. You were one of the first handful of guests I ever had on the show. So we've both been up to a lot. You graced the program again for that crazy idea I had for a homecoming show.
Yeah, that was really fun.
It was a lot of fun. It was. I get really big ideas for what I can pull off in a small studio space sometimes.
Yeah, that was like the super marathon. The marathon in the closet.
Wow, you are putting that like so well. Thank you. So you've been working on some new stuff. You just wrapped up a tour, but you're about to do another thing.
So a lot of things are kind of always in the works. And happy New Year to everyone out there in the radio land. Hope things are manifesting for you the way you want. So yeah, right now working on some possible things in the summer. Usually I tour some part of the world, usually in the warmer months, winter months, but working on a couple projects in advance of that, and it's going to be really, really dope. An album that I'm doing with a good friend of mine and ridiculous producer, Room Uno, in Strasbourg, and we've got a record put together called And Here We Are, working on that. And then last summer, when I was in Europe with my fiance, hi Dale, love you.
Hi Dale.
We've created a project called Where the Love Is, and that kickoff tour was last summer. But we've been in the process of working on music independently and collectively. So we did some recording in Europe, and right now she's working on some stuff, and you know, we're just kind of putting things together. But it's really, really big deal for me, because 2018 is the year of the fresh. And Year of the Fresh in 2008, August 23rd is the anniversary, the birth of Fresh Roots Music, which is the imprint and label and arts education, I guess, company, entity. What I do was formed, and the People's Verses was that the first record. So we're in our 10th year in the anniversary. So I'm going to be rolling out a bunch of really cool projects over the course of the next year and a half to sort of celebrate. And I just mentioned one of them, but the other one is something that we were working on in Europe. And if anybody who's been following my music and my work over the last 10 years, they know about a compilation record that I did a few years back called Where in the World is Gun? And it highlighted a bunch of friends and dope artists from all over the world, from Russia, my man, Zajaza, had records on there. Shouts to Z, doing his thing huge in Lyon and all around the world. Check out his record, actually, with one of the other homies, Ill Spoken, Vagabond Road. That's been blowing things up major the last several months. But he's on that compilation, and some other good friends of mine, some dope artists. So this time around, the second one, that one featured producers, and this one's actually going to feature MCs. It's going to feature different languages, different voices from all over the world, and the people that I travel and work with, from Germany to Mozambique. So Shapa and Azagai from Mozambique are going to be on the record. They have a record that I'm on with them. My man Schlack out in Dortmund. My man Tomas out in Dusseldorf. They're going to be on the record as well. So I'm just putting out a whole bunch of music and just been in the lab for the last about year, and trying to finish all this stuff up before the end of the year. That's my resolution. So it's year of the fresh. There's going to be a lot more stuff rolled out as the year goes on. You'll see it'll be a little bit more visible kind of in my winter hibernation. But as things kind of kick up, you'll definitely feel you'll feel the presence on online and stuff like that.
That's you set the bar really high, but I'm not surprised. For those of you who are not familiar with my guest tonight, you're someone who works, you're an artist, but also an educator, and you're someone who's a handful of people really kind of, I feel, pioneered hip hop as an educational tool. You've been doing a lot of work. You're someone who kind of tours also doing workshops in educational settings or forums. For example, some of these workshops are going to be things like, there are topics like Walk With Your Words, aka Mine, Mind Mechanics, The Art of Rhyme, The Current State of Hip Hop, He Say, She Say, Gender Poetry and the Human Voice. These are some examples of workshops and things that you've done. And then, I know you're currently working with younger students at BAM. What led to all this? Like, what? How did that all kind of happen? Because it's kind of a fascinating thing. It seems like it's a part of it started 10 years ago. It's not ending now, but it's really kind of evolved into this thing that you're working on right now. It's what it seems like.
No, absolutely. Yeah, you hit it right on the head.
What led to all this? And then, like, where do you think it's going from here?
Wow. that's real. That's real. So we're having a business strategy meeting right now. Let's go. Okay.
We're kind of in the co-working space now.
Yeah, right. Like, shout out to MySpace New York in Williamsburg.
Wonderful Bogart.
Yeah, so it's great you asked that question. It's so funny. So shouts to my man Dialect. He's like right up the road. Shouts to Pam. He's an amazing partner. They have Brunch and Budget. If you want to check that out, go check that out. I'm just plugging everybody I know and love. We're just having this conversation as I'm building up for this year fresh. And, what it really started out of, honestly, Rachel, just a natural. Yeah, just a natural passion for music and a natural passion to understand the world around me and to question the things that people just didn't really want to question or pay attention to. So when I came to New York, I was a hip hop artist. I'm a hip hop artist, but when I came to New York, I was just there to rock a microphone. That's all I wanted to do. I didn't really care how many people. I wasn't really in that mindset. I'm a young kid from Jersey. I really love rap. I really want to do it. And there's no place on the planet that does it like New York. And I definitely was in that mind state when I was younger. For me, it's expanded so much more. I mean, the world's become so impacted by hip hop culture, not just rap, not just the elements, but the philosophy and the mindset. And but in those days, 22 years old, 23 years old, coming out the box, I'm like, if I can't do it in New York City, if I can't get on a stage here, nothing that I had done to that point was ever going to matter. Nothing that I would have done after would have mattered. I had to do it here. So at that time, that's all it really was. And as I matured and began to be more aware and was building on some of the things that I had been experiencing in college and high school and growing up in New Jersey with racism and just building my own knowledge around all of these systems of oppression and everything from patriarchy to environmentalism and everything in between, I felt like a lot of the heroes that I had, the Chuck D's, the KRS-One's, the Nas's, these people that I was formulating, my understanding of how the music could impact people and get them to question and get them to think. And it became not enough just to be on a stage. And I started to search. And that search started with my people's ESP. Shouts to ESP all day, every day. We don't give up. Can I curse? one?
Yes. There's it's internet radio. There is no FCC here.
Just making sure, because our motto is always and forever will be. We don't give a fuck. That's ESP. And but I mean, all of us are teachers and educators, and that was the first foray. But you know, somewhere along in my mid to late 20s, I realized that like just rapping for me wasn't enough. Just talking about it wasn't enough.
So you had to walk the talk too.
That was me. That was my belief on it. I felt if I had all of this information and knowledge and I knew how to break it down and give it to people on a stage, and that's wonderful, and they can walk away with it and they can do the same thing that I did, and I would hear self-destruction and I'd go read a book or I'd go research or I'd go ask questions or I'd go look it up. But I felt there was another level. I could take it to another level. And I felt that I had the ability and the skills. My father's a teacher, retired Newark city school teacher of 35 years. So it was in my family to be an educator. So in my mind, that was the next step. That was the next step. And that's really what it came out of. It was marrying these two loves, these two things that were driving me. And again, New York just came to the rescue, because teaching artist work, art education, this marriage of these two very powerful forces was something that was a real live thing in New York. And I had never heard of it until I'd come to New York. So if I'd stayed in New Jersey, who knows if I'd have become a teaching artist? Who knows if I'd gotten an education? Because I'd already felt as if, even though I loved working with young people and I felt that energy, I couldn't see myself getting up every day and going to a brick building where I could tell that there was racism and systems of oppression there. And there's not a lot of real respect given to a lot of teachers. They put so much on their plate. It's so undersourced in so many places, in so many areas. And I could already feel and see the frustration I'd have with not having that ability to really impact young people in a way that I would have wanted to, because I'd have to worry about some outside curriculum or, you know, some mandate or all of those types of things.
Right,
So being here in New York was so advantageous on multiple levels to really create, you know, what I'm doing now. And where I see it going, you know, it's been manifesting global, you know.
This has gone from like, I'm going to make it in New York, but you're all over the world. If anyone is following us on social media, I do an image, a poster every week to try and promote people's appearances on the show. That was the photo for this week was taken in Budapest. Like had it been, so you're merging music, rhyming with education here and reaching young people and informing young lives, facilitating learning. But how to get to Europe? Where was the jump? Because I think that's a big leap. And when people can make that leap, then it's like, you know. I'm curious about that even personally. Like, how did you make that leap? Like, I'm going to go to Europe.
Yeah. well,
I'm
you
doing
know,
it again.
You know what?
Do it
you
every
know what?
Summer.
I tell you what, it's so funny how this works. True to life, you know, before we go to Europe, we got to go to Africa first. And the first time I actually taught overseas internationally was actually in Zimbabwe, in Harare, Zimbabwe, 2011. Shouts to my people's Nomadic Wax. Nomadic Wax Collective, not Nomadic Wax, that's my band. Nomadic Wax is an international multimedia hip-hop company, really pioneering that work in the United States, if people really do their fact-checking in their history. They were around like 2001 or something like that. Democracy in Dakar is probably their greatest seminal work, and they've done amazing work in Cuba, in France, in Senegal, Dakar. You know, just amazing, amazing, powerful work around hip hop culture and using media, using film, using photography, documentary filmmaking, creating hip hop content, the music videos, all around these types of real pressing, pending issues that communities are dealing with across the world. So they actually helped me get into the Shoko International Hip Hop Festival in Zimbabwe. And there, I headlined a festival with Akala and Tumi and the Volume. We were the three international headliners. And the festival was also workshops, panels, other different types of performances.
Festival. It's not just like,
let's go. Yeah, it was a week-long thing.
That's a real festival. What the mission of a... Not to diss any festivals that are like strictly like, you know, little concert venues and things like that. Right. They had to serve a purpose. But that's like a gathering and... You know, it's a real festival where you workshop things.
Absolutely. And the theme of the festival was our words are our weapons. So all of the workshops were literally around how can art affect change and how does culture create, you know, the fertile ground for us to really sort of emancipate ourselves and create revolution. And if you do a little history on Zimbabwe, you understand how politically charged that country is. Mm-hmm. You know, shouts out to Fatso, who was the main organizer for that festival and still is. I think it's in its eighth year now, seventh year. But that was the genesis. So before I ever really did any type of education work outside of the United States, I did it in Africa first. And then, as I kind of developed more and was able to create relationships and continue to build, you know, that really manifested. And a huge piece of this puzzle that I didn't get a chance to mention, and it's super important. Sayward Entertainment was a company that I co-founded with Rabbi Darkside Far Beyond. Our boy Art Yamamoto became a major force and figure in that company and really was the catalyst for it to even take to another level. And was a principal a force in it. They also are educators and they were here in New York. So they were really the true model of what I was able to see of artists and educators kind of like together at work. So we actually began to do work Far Beyond really took it to another level with re-education, which is something that we started as a collective, Sayward Entertainment, which was basically hip hop art and education. And these were things that were going on in like the mid 2000s.
Right,
so,
right.
You know, I didn't come out of like, you know, poof nowhere. You know, there was a lot of...
It was already happening. I know Far Beyond and I know he was an educator who was also, he'd rhyme and like kind of merging it all. And you know, well, there's also, you know, when people meet, you can realize, hey, I'm not the only one who has an interest in this or a talent for it or leaning towards it. And there's, you know, power, strength in numbers there. There's, you know,
no, absolutely.
And in New York's where that was, I remember.
When
that was starting to bubble a little
absolutely.
Bit.
Absolutely. And it's interesting too, you know, Rachel, because the culture or the community that I'm a part of and have been in when I came, all of us, there was myself and Rabbi and Baba Israel before us, way before us. You know, dialect, shout out to Urban Art Beat and Rose and Spirit Child and so many individuals that were hip hop artists, Kay Swift. I mean, I'm going to forget the amount of individuals that I met in this community that were artists and conscious. Some of them necessarily weren't even bringing all of that into their music. Some of it was just for fun. Mm-hmm. But all in still were serious educators, serious activists, realizing like the music and the art that they did, they could utilize to affect people and affect change, and not just on a stage, but in a classroom.
Right.
And that was an important piece and component. So, you know, that was sort of the environment that I come out of and that I come from. So, yeah, all of those things were, that was that next level that you were asking me about earlier. It was really about, okay, so let's kind of get inside of the vein of what's happening in the culture where it's become universal. It's global. It's on pretty much every continent. There isn't really, well, there actually is a few places that are still in their genesis phases of hip hop, mm-hmm. but it's something that once it hits ground, it's wildfire.
Yeah.
It just goes everywhere.
If it hits the ground, it's wildfire and it doesn't burn dial down. It doesn't burn itself out. We are listening to Here and Now with Rachel C on Radio Free Brooklyn. We get to talk, and next thing you know, we're 25 minutes in the program.
Right.
And I know you want to freestyle, but we were talking, Mikhail and I were talking, there's some new stuff you've recorded. But you're talking about, since it's the 10-year mark for Fresh Roots Music, there's a track I want to play. And I said, you know, I think, I don't want to say sadly, it's become a timeless, it's a bit timeless.
Yeah, you dug this out the archives.
Love this one. When I was a regular Brooklyn Bandstand host, I played this one a lot. It worked. But the thing about it is that, I don't know, maybe it's, I don't want to say it's become timeless, but maybe it's more indicative of the fact that certain mistakes histories will repeat themselves.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know if you want to introduce this one. Or
absolutely. Absolutely. Right. So this is funny. And a quick side note, shouts out to Intelligent Hoodlum, a.k.a. Tragedy Gaddafi, who was the real genesis of this song. Arrest the President is a song that he created in 1991. And the song was about Bush 1.
Right.
And it was him talking about the realities that people in the hood were dealing with because of those policies that Bush 1 was dealing with. So fast forward to 2008, and we had just come out of Bush 2's presidency. So right. I wrote this probably like 2006, 2007. So I decided to update it. And, you know, the irony that the second Bush comes in, and he's worse than his dad. And
we're back at war in the same part of the world.
Same thing.
It's like every progress we made dropped.
Right. So I, you know, in homage to Tragedy Gaddafi, who is a legend of Queensbridge and in the culture, I did Arrest the President. I did my version. I did it for Bush 2. And yeah, it's pretty.
You're going to update it again for 2018?
You know what?
This one is this close to actually being the Arrested President.
You know what? He's worse than anything we've ever seen in that office.
That's phenomenal and not thing. Like positive phenomenal.
He's the worst thing that we have ever seen in the office.
And the thing is, he's symptomatic. Oh, he's not the problem. He's the symptom, a real nasty, harsh, evil symptom of the problem.
Yeah,
he's,
we're going to need another hour to get into him.
He alone isn't the problem. He's a nasty symptom of what the problem actually is.
Absolutely, absolutely.
All right, so let's kick this off. This is Arrest the President.
In 1991, George Herbert Walker Bush started a war in the Middle East, a culture war at home, and went about the business of the New World Order. After two terms in office, his son has carried that legacy on. Peace to Tragedy, a.k.a. Intelligent Hoodlum, for his vision. You got caught with open thought. None of the war, so now you're sought. By the system, zealot symptom, locked away in an unknown prison. No one listens and no one breaks in. Right-wing apes had freedom taken. Beaten and raped and they changed a nation. Changed the world, now no more patience. Religions raging, animosity ancient. Suicide bombers now are sainted. Depiction painted, heaven and hell. Non-Christians will remain tainted. Religion stained with nothing to gain. We can't lose, look at the news. Propaganda that's scared to answer the toughest questions. No more lessons, just aggression. Missile tested, self-defense, but who against? Oil's the mineral, resources minimal. Arrest the president, he's the criminal. No one's laughing this, I keep rapping this. He's the happiest, evil cabinet. I'm still passionate, keep attacking it. Zombified citizens keep on backing it. Taking the task, cause you dared to ask. Why do we keep on reliving the past? Duping the mask is the main objective. Very effective, self-selective. Divide and conquer, no more honor. Country partisan, destroy the artisan. Unemployed masses, now let's start again. Hearts are hardening to new ideas, but opening up to a brand new fear. You want to replace an ancient race so you can make the world a beautiful Christ place? That's not happening. I keep rapping in stay low society, so keep on tracking, man. Damn the Muslim, fuck the East. Sovereignty taken in the name of peace. Make more foes with every blow. This is what happened when ruled by ego. The West is evil, disgrace the Quran. Went to Iraq to drop bombs, then the Taliban, next is Iran. Don't understand how it all began. I'm living in a land of hate, home of the free, and everything's great. Arrest the president, arrest the president, arrest the president, arrest the president, arrest the president. Politics, that's the rich, same old shit, bait and switch. Pippin ain't easy, it's greasy, grimy, slimy, slouchy, sleazy. Out of luck, just passing the buck, economy stuck or running amok. Using force just to grab a resource, the forest land won't survive up north. Timber burned out, ground is dug out, nature pushed out, the recovery's in doubt. Corruption's in house, and that ain't no good. Tell me, can we change your neighborhood? Fuck the Bible, Lord the rifle, execution, retribution, destitution with no solution. Poor discarded, what we started, feeding frenzy in a fragile market. New age healer, Lone Star Wheeler, arrest the president, he's the drug dealer. Chief of command, who can't understand men? Simpleton, who depends on his henchmen? Terror detention, the dead ain't mentioned. Saddam we took down, but once befriended. Look the other way in Abu Ghraib. Social security that you must pay. Here today, but gone tomorrow. Bastards sold out, so now they borrow. Change regimes, but still get seedier. The world supplier, but they get needier. Hole is deeper, cells are sleeper. World police, the global keepers. New face, same game, same gene. This is what it all means. Arrest the president, arrest the president, arrest the president, arrest the motherfucking president.
And we're back. You're listening to Here and Now with Rachel C. My guest is Mikhail Amin. I go live every Thursday. Next week, my guest will be Velveeta Underground. You don't want to miss that show. It's going to be the first live band in the new space. That's going to be, that'll be interesting how I worked that one out. So I had a couple other questions for Mikhail. One of the things I wanted to touch upon was you mentioned you were writing some music and recording with your fiance, Dale. What do you think now? And I ask this of all the people, all my guests who come in, who I know are, you know, partnered up. Do you think it's kind of a natural part of the natural process, evolution of a relationship or the creative process when two creative people get together? Is it kind of bound to, are you sort of, is it inevitable that you're going to make some art together, or was it just something you consciously decided to do? Or, and also, like, you know, you're in this relationship, you're in, like, obviously, you know, you're engaged, congratulations, positive,
thank you,
happy
you.
Place.
Yes.
How is that informing your writing, your rhyming and everything now? You know, do you think, like,
yeah,
obviously what we go through personally informs our art, but like how?
Yeah. Well, yeah. You know, I think for every couple, it's probably different. And I think for many couples, it's probably a little bit of both. For us, it was definitely a little bit of both. You know, we share similar ideas. We share similar values, you know, about life and the things that we find important. So a lot of our creative drive as far as, you know, what ends up on paper is very, very similar. And, you know, we're fans of each other's work. So I think that it's been natural. But, you know, she's an amazing artist in her own right. And she's creating songs and has a style that's very unique to her and very different from mine. So it's interesting because I have, you know, music that I write and record. It's very different from what she would normally do, you know, and vice versa. But when we get together, there's a synergy in terms of the sound and the feel. And I think a lot of that just because of, you know, the relationship that we have and the closeness that we have. So it's been fun. You know, I've, you know, she's the only person that I've ever been in a relationship, honestly, that I've actually collaborated with artistically.
Nice.
And been on tour with. I've never done that with anybody else.
Well, I mean,
in my
you
life.
Guys went on tour too. That
yeah.
was, you know.
Yeah. And it was amazing. We had a blast. And people just loved our connection, and they loved the energy. And the irony was that a lot of the music that we did on that particular tour was really sort of like improv a little bit, because we were still in the process of kind of putting songs and things together just like we are now. So a lot of it was just really off natural chemistry. And it clicked. It was great.
The chemistry, when you're talking about improv, especially, chemistry is so important, but also when you know someone that well.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I think, like, in personal experience as a performer and having been in relationships with other performers, it's like when you get to know each other that well, you can kind of pick up where the other person's about to drop.
Yeah.
And it can be a really interesting thing to see happen on a stage.
Yeah.
It's interesting thing to hear on a record, like, very cool. But do you feel like it's informing your music going forward, having had that experience collaborating with
absolutely.
A partner who's
absolutely.
Not just your creative partner?
No, but, absolutely. Yeah. You know, I am like the president of her fan club. you know, I am her biggest fan. I'm she's going to be my wife very, very soon. So I get the bias out there, but I put her voice up against anyone. The soul in her voice, I've seen rooms just be like, who in the fuck is this?
One of those voices.
Yeah, she is a talent. She's amazing at what she does. And we're very honest with each other about what we like and don't like. And I think, you know, when you have true friendship, you know, people kind of sugarcoat friendship, like, oh, they're always like your yes person or whatever have you, but you never grow that way.
No, that's not a friendship. Not that you don't get along with that person.
Right.
Or that's something else. Yeah. But no, a friendship, your friend will in a compassionate way,
yeah.
you know,
right.
Tell you when you fucked up.
Right.
Or give you constructive criticism.
Yeah.
Won't trash you, but be like, you know yeah. what? I really didn't sound good. You want to try? Or yeah. you know what? I really like that thing. Other thing you did. Like, that's your friend. Your friend will level with you.
Yeah. So, you know, it's great because, you know, definitely her perspective and, you know, the conversations that we have and the experiences we have together that are uniquely our own, hers and mine. Definitely has been a catalyst for, you know, music's going to happen on And Here We Are. And You know, it's just a natural. That part, I would say, is that natural, because I don't spend as much time with anyone else than I do with her. And that is by choice, and I wouldn't have it any other way. Aww. So,
applaud the positive maturity.
Yeah, no, it's fun. It's fun.
That's good. No,
and I don't, you know, being real about it, we're in love and we love each other deeply and we always will. But, you know, there's always like tensions, things back and forth. You don't wake up every single day like
of
everything.
Course. And if,
but
yeah, no, because that's life though.
That's life. But the thing about it is like there's no one else on this planet that I want to be walking the world with than her. And that is definitely what is the catalyst of not only just my music, but why I get out of bed in the morning. Wow. You know, that's a huge
thing.
Part of it. Yeah. Yeah. And it's part of the fuel that helps me create.
And that, I'm very happy for you and for her and both of you. Before we move any forward doing anything else, of course, I know you love to freestyle, so we gotta.
I am such the cookie monster when it comes to this.
Okay, so which track do you want? Do you wanna?
You know what?
You sent me a bunch.
So shout out to Urban Word and UW. I just did something on Tuesday for some of the young people that I used to, or the space where I used to work with young people. That these young people don't even know who I was. So it was cool. It was fun to be back in an old space and get that energy. Urban Word has energy like no other place in New York. The Black Thought joint.
All right. Put definitely.
Put that on. We'll see what happens.
All right. Do you queued up for live?
Oh, you know what? Yeah, let me see if we can go live.
Hired Gun's going to go.
Yeah, just live. Put it on. We'll
All
see
right.
what
we'll
happens.
Just, we'll just see what happens.
Let's see what happens.
We're freestyling on here and now.
It's all freestyle. Oh, can you turn that up? Oh, yeah. Yeah, 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 yo. Live in the place to be is radio free. Live in the place to be is radio free. Live in the place to radio free. Starring Mimi Calamine, look. Live from the place called Brooklyn. This is what we do, we're here to get the spot cooking. Here to put a little bit in the pot like gumbo. I be playing it smooth, no mumbo jumbo. This is what I do, I'm flying like I'm Dumbo. But no big ears, I'm not weird. It's very quite clear, I'm here to steer it all in your ear. I'm kinda crisp, even talking with a lisp. I do this, live and direct, with no disc. We digital, analog, and metaphysical. Here we go. One time for the mind when we ready. And this is what we do, every topic will be heavy. So get inside your third optic, rocket. Off the top of the noggin, I'm blasting like a rocket. So once again, with the beat and the blend, and without a pen, Rachel Cleary is my friend. And here and now, breaking it down, the ill style. Live and direct, cause I be the MC. Calamine on the radio free Brooklyn, live in effect. You can see this is me without your TV. Understand this, you know we will be. Shouts to my people all overseas. This is what we do, cause I do it with ease. I'm smooth just like the breeze, with no creases. I'm tight on the mic, use it like a thesis or a doctorate. It's obvious when I'm rocking it. I'm locking it like a security guard. I'm rocking on the beat, live from Bogart. 100 in the microphone fiend we're to run with. And this is what we do, cause we're really having fun. Radio free, Brooklyn for everyone. Just www. with your web address. Live and direct with the flow we manifest. Yes, and this is what we do, cause we fresh. Radio free, Brooklyn always will be the best. Yes, live, understand, coming correct. To manifest this, I came back from my 9 to 5, and now it's 7 to 8. With a lot of great topics, spinning more than dub plates. Understand this, there's no hate. It's all about the love. Radio free Brooklyn, we doing it because we gotta bring you a whole different view and perspective. Yeah, check out the collective. Radio free Brooklyn in the house, yeah. Radio free Brooklyn in the house, yeah. Radio free Brooklyn in the house. Rachel Cleary here and now. Everybody turn it out, yeah.
Nice.
There it is.
There it is.
Radio free Fresh Brews music.
Of course. Yeah. Okay. Oh, which reminds me, something I definitely wanted to touch upon. BAM, Brooklyn Academy of Music.
Oh, sure.
For those of you outside of the area or not familiar, a nonprofit arts institution been around for a long time. You're doing some work there with, and they've expanded on, because I remember growing up in Brooklyn, it was like Brooklyn Academy of Music had one type of art, mostly. And then they had some kind of like what they would call weird experimental stuff, like maybe some like artsy music, but like, you know, kind of. You're working with them as a hip-hop educator. Tell me a little bit about that. I mean, BAM has really expanded and embraced other art forms.
Oh, sure.
Know, or, you know, what is... They've
Sure.
I feel personally, shout out BAM for doing that.
Yeah.
Growing and expanding.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, so at the Brooklyn Academy of Music, you know, it's interesting because, you know, we've been talking about my education work as a teaching artist. And, you know, I still do that, you know, overseas and in small one-offs with my company, Fresh Roots Music. But I also do it with Cyphers for Justice. Shouts out to Dr. Jabila Lescott, Dr. Lee Maurice Caballero, up there at Teachers College at the Institute of Urban Minority Education. And they have a program that I'm the hip-hop facilitator of. So I do teaching artist work, you know, pretty regularly. But at the Brooklyn Academy of Music, I'm responsible for running several of their after-school and in-school programs. So I'm actually, it's funny, I just came out of a curriculum development that I was running for a new program for young Black women that BAM is going to be doing that I'm actually responsible for. So at BAM, I'm really not in the classroom. I'm putting people in the classroom there.
Right.
And but I also co-curate their hip-hop and poetry show that they do every spring. I co-curate that with Baba Israel, good friend of mine, old friend of mine.
A former guest.
Yeah, he's Baba. Shout out to Baba Israel, Soul Inscribed, you know, the whole crew. And, you know, when I came in 2015, that's what I inherited from my predecessor, Dr. John Foster. So that's what I do there and basically produce that show and run some, not all of their programs, but run some of their education programs.
Right, and if anyone's ever done any kind of after school stuff, that is a test of your energy and your focus and everything.
Oh yeah,
but it's so meaningful, but it's exhausting, but in a good way, because you're talking about kids that, you know, been in school all day, full of energy, ready to like let it out and need to put it into something. You know what I mean? Because mm-hmm. It's like, you know, it's. Look at kids getting out of school at 2:30, 3:00. High energy. They've been sitting all day. You know, we don't have phys ed anymore in a lot of places. We don't have a lot of art. So you're providing something really important, but that must be the challenge of a lifetime. I mean, I've done after school stuff too, but I imagine not just doing it yourself, but finding people who can channel that into something constructive.
Yeah.
And entertaining and enriching and all that. So
yeah.
I really appreciate what you're doing over there at BAM for kids, for the next generation. And you're especially when you're talking about, you know, programs specifically for young African-American women, it's needed. Like young women really need voices. I know there's a lot of talk about it now in media and in news. We're finally talking about things that young women or face that, you know, maybe young men don't, but also, I mean, we're also talking about like how we got to teach children a little differently, how to interact with one another and their world. And it's, you know, having a safe space to make art for young women is a really, it's an important thing. So thank you for doing what you're doing there. All right, you sent along some new music too. Should we start playing some of that?
Sure. So in keeping what I love to do, I'm always trying to highlight everything and every one that I possibly can. And I really was, you know, this year I've been in the lab, so a lot of the music that I've been making is sort of under wraps. It's not finished, but my people's holding me down. So, you know, I did a lot of collabs this year. Actually have a dope collab that's coming up on Amazure Records, which is a record label in Lyon, France. I'm doing a couple of songs with them. But there's a really ridiculous group. And as someone who is an adopted son of Brooklyn, you know, we know the rivalry with Harlem, so it's hard to say. But, you know, again, with full understanding of my bias, these two brothers really are the here and now of New York City hip hop. A lot of people may not know them yet. They're sleeping. Mankind, Illuminate, and Skrill. Let me tell you. Just listen to listen to the record. This is off of Saturday Cartoons when I'm featured on the joint called Inspector Gadget.
Right.
I'm telling you, if you have Mankind Music Academy,
you sent me this, and just even the artwork, I was like, did he send me the right track? Is this? And I'm listening. I'm like, yeah.
They're so dope and so original. You know, normally you're like, oh, if you like such and such and so and so, then you'll like. They don't. They're their own genre. Mankind is their own genre. Like, real talk, they're their own genre. And lyrically, it's silly. It's ridiculous. So I was really fortunate and blessed for them to have me come through and rock on their joint. And this is a favorite of mine. So it's called Inspector Gadget.
All right, let's drop this.
Here we go. One, two. Yeah. Mankind. Ace my classes at the School of America. Graduated cum laude. IMF taught me how to be cool with the Saudis. It's that MK Ultra La Coca Nostra. This little thing of mine designed, brainwashing the minds of Minota. Soldiers of fortune, confessions from a hitman. All I know is torture and forfeiture for what you fought for. You're far harder than Hogwarts if it's chaos that you call for. I put that black water in Flint and leave a scent. This is Mercury retrograde, a merkin' and escalate. Young Turks working escapades, only Asia is left to raid. The poorest, the best to play in the ultimate endgame. Kill off your family, only victims are left to blame. Y'all pay homage, we praying upon the honors. We take it, we want it. Where pain is the only constant, distractions detracting nonsense. No way to track where the bombs went. Anybody sense? We Haley bop in the comments.
Mankind. Ace my classes at the School of America. Graduated cum laude. IMF taught me how to be cool with the Saudis. It's that MK Ultra La Coca Nostra. This little thing of mine designed, brainwashing the minds of Minota. Soldiers of fortune, confessions from a hitman. All I know is torture and forfeiture for what you fought for. You're far harder than Hogwarts if it's chaos that you call for. I put that black water in Flint and leave a scent. This is Mercury retrograde, a merkin and escalate. Young Turks working escapades, only Asia is left to raid. The poorest, the best to play in the ultimate endgame. Kill off your family, only victims are left to blame. Y'all pay homage, we praying upon the honest. We take it, we want it. Where pain is the only constant, distractions detracting nonsense. No way to track where the bombs went. Anybody sense? We Haley bop in the comments.
Mankind, this is my go-go gadget flow. Gold carrot casserole, trapped in a rabbit hole. Thought you saw a putty tat, you need nine lives. It's black hoodie rap, boogeyman cookie scrap. Scrapping with a wooden...
All right, we got interrupted there just a little bit. That's okay. That happens. So that was a little bit more music. Yeah, definitely. We're going to look into that. We're going to check that out. One other thing before we like kind of get going here that I wanted to talk about, I know we all wanted to talk about tonight, the show in April.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, like we were talking before, you know, I co-curate a show with Baba Israel. I'm the producer for BAM with a... Word Sound Power is the name of it. Springtime show, April 12th through the 19th. Actually, the public shows are April 13th, 14th, and 18th. And they're about to go on sale. But it's a dope ensemble of hip-hop and spoken word artists from all over the country and have some really, really special, special people that are going to be up for this one. You know, can't really go fully into it, but you will be seeing some major stuff, some dope New York City artists, some amazing dancers, and it's going to be powerful. And it's an all woman showcase this year.
Wow.
Yeah. So
impressive.
Yeah, three hip hop MCs from across the country, one from the West Coast, and it's going to be official.
Okay. So there's just as much information as you have available or can make available right now. If someone wanted to get more information about that, buy tickets in advance, something like that, where would they?
So you want to go to www.bam.org and in the search, look up Word Sound Power, or go to the calendar and go to April, and you'll see it there, or BAM Poetry.
BAM Poetry,
yeah.
Or better, you know, simplest way, go to BAM.
Yep.
And then you're going to go check out the calendar and just skip ahead to April.
Yeah.
That's our
yeah.
short, rooted
yeah.
way of doing that. I want to take a moment right now to remind you that Here and Now goes live every Thursday at 7. Next week, I'll be joined by Velveeta Underground. They've got a show coming up with the Pie Power Trio. They're members of Velveeta Underground, a part of a new project called Sus. These are some rock and rolls who've been around a long time in new incarnations. More information about that on the page, on the internet. Also want to remind you that Radio Free Brooklyn is a 501c3. Get your write-offs on. Support independent, free-form, commercial-free, homegrown, small-batch, artisanal, farm-to-table radio, and community-based radio. I invite you to stay tuned for Frequency Theory with Tom Tenney at 8 o'clock from 8 to 10. I hear he has a guest coming in. And we have, because Mikal sent me so much great new music, like perks of this gig is I get to hear all this great music. All right, so you have something here, New York Part 2.
Yeah, for sure. So before I get out of here, if you want to check me out, fresh like groceries, roots like trees, music, .com. You can check my new album, Nice Guys Finish, at freshroots.bandcamp.com. And you know, all digital outlets, so definitely check that out. But the track that is about to come up, it should be the track. My apologies on the Mankind joint. Definitely go check them out at Flying Cartoons, because or at Mankind Music Academy. But the album is Flying Cartoons. But this next record is a one for the archives. So as I was talking about earlier, you know, I used to be a part of a group called Third Party. And Rabbi Darkside's relaunched and rebranded our company, Say Word Entertainment, and Flight, which is a compilation of his new artists that he's put out. He just dropped, but he dug into the archives. This is an old third-party unreleased joint called New York Part 2.
All right, and here it is on Here Now with Rachel C. Rebroadcast this Sunday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you so much, Mikal, for joining us again and keeping us in the loop of
what
you're doing.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me.
Anytime. This is New York Part 2.
The great experiment.
Yeah.
NYC. The city has changed, but the song remains the same. Bit more jaded, made it, build it, brave it, cleanse it, and destroy. Cause the city never sleeps, manipulate you like a toy. Yes, city never sleeps, Helena tragedy to Troy. Next building is destroyed, a little culture lost. Rather see a flock of faith, a center or a mosque, than another corporate coffee shop. This land hypocrisy, monument a no to the pious who take heed. Practice what you preach, proactive follow greed, proactive hollow greed, pro tactic borrow bleed, proactive currency. No time for apathy, no time late to waste, no time fantasy. Cause every generation has struggled to keep the beat. Bear by you to make a change in the beat of at light speed. You work it out or work to leave the angles or the street. More to lose, more to gain, woke humanity.
Canyons of heroes, of burrow burden bridges, of sickness, of business, and hipsters flaunting riches, cities and psychosis. A hocus pocus mixed in with high hopes, and this is the diagnosis. Fight, flee, or focus, where moments can get lost. And 9/11 families are scared by a mosque. Cops keeping stats like a board keeping score. Guess Large Pro was right, just a friendly game of baseball, where terror's not a word, but something you all feel. And Sex in the City isn't on movie reels. Double-decker bus tour, excesses galore, rubberneckers gawking at stores that you can't afford. Stock markets soar on the backs of the poor. Troops home from Iraq are guarding the Amtrak, still rushing onto trains, strained and jam-packed. Harlem's now so hot, we're still Brooklyn, where you at?
1, 2, yes, creepy, what? Where's the Washington Square weed man? They just peddling cocaine. Where's Freddy's on Dean Street? Victim of the eminent domain. I can still go to the Blue Note, reminisce over Coltrane. In the old days, when a five spot would get you a ride on the train both ways. My freestyle lessons is so pre-9/11. Make a beeline for the D-line, Subway Series sort of session. Concrete table, speed chest, we working against time. High rise to rent the residencies in the blink of an eye. What used to be bargains sort and of fertile community gardens. Word. Is the Bloomberg third term turning its head, Brooklyn to Harlem. The apartment market is marginalized, anybody not in the department of having a fortune to fork and focus fees. It's all IKEA and Target. Cookie cutter, condo, gun for hire athletes. A decade of the Knicks rebuilding, doors closing on fat beats. Maybe we ain't hit the wall, but damn, we're on the warning track. Third party in the class, closing the performance gap.
In 1991, George Herbert Walker Bush started a war in the Middle East. A culture war at home, and went about the business of the New World Order. After 2 terms in office, his son has carried that legacy on. Peace to tragedy, aka intelligent hoodlum for his vision. You got caught with open thought. None of